Up ahead of me in the lunch line, I see a tray sling in the air, a green plastic cloud raining milk and peas and vegetable soup. Seafeld's jittering out of the line on one foot with his arms both up in the air, falls backward in a stiff arch, and the whites of his eyes come by me upside down. His head hits the tile with a crack like rocks underwater, and he holds the arch like a twitching, jerking bridge. Fredrickson and Scanlon make a jump to help, but the big black boy shoves them back and grabs a flat stick out of his back pocket, got tape wrapped around it and covered with a brown stain. He pries Seafelt's mouth open and shoves the stick between his teeth, and I hear the stick splinter with Seafelt's bite. I can taste the slivers. Seafelt's jerks slow down and get more powerful, working and building up to big stiff kicks that lift him to a bridge, then falling. Lifting and falling, slower and slower, till the big nurse comes in and stands over him, and he melts limp all over the floor in a gray puddle. She folds her hands in front of her, might hold a candle. She looks down at what's left of him, oozing out of the cuffs of his pants and shirt. "Mr. Seafelt," she says to the black boy.
"That's right."
The black boy is jerking to get his stick back.
"Mr. Seafelt."
"And Mr. Seafelt has been asserting he needs no more medication." She nods her head, steps back a step out of the way of him, spreading toward her white shoes. She raises her head and looks around at the circle of acutes that have come up to see. She nods again and repeats, "Needs no more medication." Her face is smiling, pitying, patient, and disgusted all at once, a trained expression. McMurphy's never seen such a thing. "What's he got wrong with him?" he asks. She keeps her eye on the puddle, not turning to McMurphy.
"Mr. Seafelt is an epileptic, Mr. McMurphy. This means he may be subject to seizures like this at any time if he doesn't follow medical advice. He knows better. We've told him this would happen when he didn't take his medication. Still, he will insist on acting foolish."
Fredrickson comes out of the line with his eyebrows bristling. He's a sinewy, bloodless guy with blonde hair and stringy blonde eyebrows and a long jaw. And he acts tough every so often the way Cheswick used to try to do. Roar and rant and cuss out one of the nurses, say he's going to leave this stinking place. They always let him yell and shake his fist till he quiets down, then ask him, "If you are through, Mr. Fredrickson, we'll go start typing the release." Then make a book in the nurse's station how long it'll be till he's tapping at the glass with a guilty look and asking to apologize, and how about just forgetting those hot-headed things he said, just pigeonhole those old forms for a day or so, okay?